You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chickentown, this is the Flopcast, episode 346.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin. I'm running out of time, I think.
Well, this is Christmas week.
Yes. Now.
Is that what you mean by being out of time?
I haven't found any mistletoe to stand under yet. Maybe that's for the best.
Was that your plan? Just to lurk around?
Yes.
See what happens?
Yeah, and now maybe I'll never know.
Mistletoe is a pretty creepy tradition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Inappropriate. All sorts of things could go horribly wrong.
Right. It could fall on you.
Oh, that's... That's the best case scenario, I would think. Wow. I don't feel like I see mistletoe around these days.
I think it's kind of like wised up.
We've all come to our senses.
Yeah.
I think so. It is Christmas week, and so we have another holiday-themed show today.
We do. We're going to give the people more of what they love.
What's that?
Top 4.5 lists.
There is a list coming up, yes. Before we get to the list, Cornflake, let's get to National Whatever Day.
Well, this is a bit of a weird one, though I suppose you might be able to say that for just about any national whatever day. Yeah,
most of them are weird, but that's how we like them.
December 29th is National Pepper Pot Day. Are you familiar at all with pepper pot soup?
No.
It dates back, as we know it, to 1777. We're talking about the Revolutionary War, and they had this exceptionally bad winter in Valley Forge, and the soldiers were low on food, so... Christopher Ludwick, the baker general of the Continental Army, scraped together whatever he could find, put it in a pot with some peppercorns, and turned it into the soup that won the war.
And this all happened at Valley Forge?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I haven't.
I've been there.
Really?
Yes. I should have tried the soup.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I went to Valley Forge a few years ago. I just happened to be in the area.
So you went. What was it like?
It's delightful. It's Pennsylvania.
Right.
You can walk inside the house where George Washington stayed. He had a house.
Nice.
He wasn't just laying outside on the ground with everybody else. The actual house where Washington stayed is there, and you can walk right inside, and there's stuff inside. It's furnished. I think little, if any, of the stuff inside was actually there when Washington was there, but it's been restored with period items, so that they've tried to make it look the way it did when Washington lived there.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's full of things like false teeth and powdered wigs, $1 bills are everywhere, cherry trees, hatchets.
The stuff you'd find in just about any house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, monuments.
Right. Typical home goods, if you will. But no pepper pot soup.
I didn't see any soup.
Hmm.
No, I know pepper pots is Iron Man's girlfriend.
Pepper Potts.
In the Iron Man movies and comic books. Yeah, that's Gwyneth Paltrow's character. That's her name. She was named after a revolutionary soup.
Does she know that she was named for a soup?
I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow knows much of anything about anything. Based on everything I know about Gwyneth Paltrow. Don't listen to Gwyneth Paltrow about anything, not even soup.
Don't let her tell you what to put in pepper pot soup.
Oh, don't let her tell you what to put in anything, if you know what I mean. Say, Cornflake, let's get back to the holidays.
Okay.
And you had an idea for a top 4.5 list, and I wasn't quite sure what I would put on this list. I was a little confused by the whole subject. And so, just like last week, I thought I would kick back and let you do all the heavy lifting. Why don't you talk us through what this week's top 4.5 list subject is?
I love that I'm going solo on this, Kevin. This means I have to try to have a match with myself.
If there's a match in this list, wouldn't that be astonishing? Wow.
A Flopcast first.
That would break time and space. Let's try, though. What is the list?
There are a lot of really cool Christmas covers out there. Songs of Christmas that are covered by various popular musicians and artists. I thought, well, what about a top 4.5 Christmas covers list?
Yeah, and I was kind of confused by the subject because Christmas songs, the standard ones that people know, have just been done a million times. And so I wouldn't even know where to begin. And so I didn't begin. I just gave up.
Commencing countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1.
What? 1/2?
The top 4.5 list.
All right, so let's go. I guess we'll learn as we go along what you had in mind by the idea of holiday cover songs. So talk us through this. What do you have at number 4?
At number 4, a little bit of inspiration from my friend Audrey in Walla Walla, Washington. She sings as part of various choruses out there. And for Christmas, she sent me this beautiful album, Walla Walla, Tis the Season in the Valley.
And I have a CD here. I'm looking at a CD.
Yes. And my friend Audrey is on here singing a beautiful rendition of Silent Night. But then I looked at some of the other acts on here. Check out the band that does the song, Oh Holy Night.
Okay, I'm referring to the back of the CD now, and it's an act called Rogue Lobster.
My new favorite bluegrass band. It's a bluegrass version of Oh Holy Night, done really well by this band calling itself Rogue Lobster.
Clearly the Lobster Band would be your favorite.
Yes.
Have you sought out other work of theirs? Have you heard more of the Rogue Lobster catalog?
Kevin, I just got that CD today. So this song makes my list as a song that I heard only for the first time today.
Okay.
Number 4. Rogue Lobster's cover of Oh Holy Night.
All right. Pretty good. Have you been to Walla Walla, Washington?
No, but I really need to go. Really need to go visit my friend.
How close is it to the Valley Forge, Pennsylvania area? My geography is a little weak.
Well, it's a long walk.
Could you make this just into one big trip? Pick up some soup?
Pick up some soup and bring it to Walla Walla. That sounds very On the Road by Kerouac.
All right, let's move along then. Now that you've ruined my road trip idea, number 3.
If you had done a list, Kevin, I imagine that we would have had a match for this one.
Ah.
So this cover was released in 1983, and it has with it one of the goofiest music videos, especially for Christmas songs.
Yeah, got it.
Ever. Talking about Jingle Bell Rock.
Of course.
With Hall & Oates.
Oh.
Don't you just love that video?
That's a classic.
Even if I hadn't seen the video, though, that version of Jingle Bell Rock is really well done.
It's a great version. They sound great. But Hall & Oates, they were happy to just lean into how goofy music videos could be. Like, they figured that out right away. Like, yeah, we can make crazy, goofy videos. It's fine. We're going to get on TV. We're going to sell records. People are going to watch these videos. They were not afraid to look ridiculous in a video, and they were right.
And that's what your holidays need, really, is people who are willing to be goofy on television.
You need goofy people at the holidays, yes.
And did you know that they have an entire Christmas album?
I don't think I've heard the Hall & Oates Christmas album, no.
Huh.
I gotta look into that.
I haven't either. I've gotta check it out.
Yeah, I was listening to REO Speedwagon's Christmas album the other day.
You would be.
And that's a good one.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
It's called Not So Silent Night. You know, because we're rocking with REO.
Right.
It's outstanding. What do you have at number 2? I hope it's an REO Speedwagon song.
Oh, no. I don't have REO Speedwagon on my list. I have a cover of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All the lyrics to the song are right where you would expect them to be, but set to a different melody than you would expect. And I'm talking about a cover done by my friend Mark with a C.
Oh, yeah.
A musician of whom I'm quite fond.
Yes.
Did a version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the tune of Stairway to Heaven. So technically, he calls his cover of the song Stairway to Rudolph. Do you have a favorite version of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song?
Well, you know what I do like that just came out? You know, I'm a fan of the Dolly Rots.
Yes.
They're like this punk pop duo. They're super cool, super fun. We saw them live a year or so ago. They've done some Christmas songs a year or so ago. That they did a cover of Last Christmas, the Wham song, you know? Have you heard it yet this year? Are you one of those people that tries to avoid the Wham song every year?
I
Are you
was
playing
not,
Whamageddon?
I think There's something very mean about that game, but you know, I thought I would try it just because it seems to be all what all the kids are doing, and
yeah.
You know me, I listen to the radio in the car,
sure.
And I exposed an entire car full of people to last Christmas and made us all lose.
You've been whammed.
Yes.
You know what's funny is I like that song. I like it a lot.
Me too.
I'm a big fan of Wham and George Michael and that song. My Christmas playlist on my phone includes Last Christmas by Wham. I'm not trying to avoid it. That said, I haven't heard it yet this year.
Wow, even you're not even trying to
avoid
it.
I'll hit shuffle on my playlist and just let whatever come on for Christmas, and I haven't heard it yet.
Wow.
I might have to just seek it out.
It's like the game is playing you.
It is. Anyway, the Dolly Rots do a great cover of Last Christmas. This year, they released another new Christmas song, and this one is called The Dolly Rots Do Christmas. And it's like a medley. They packed 5 classic Christmas songs into like a 3-minute punk song.
That and sounds glorious.
It's great, and including Rudolph is one of them. So check out The Dolly Rots Do Christmas.
Nifty.
I guess I sort of contributed to the list just now, without even making a list.
I thought I could little by little encourage you to play along a bit.
It's a holiday miracle. What's
yes.
next?
A cover of the song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, mashed up with a song called Glowworm. And it is by the band Rockapella, the acapella group Rockapella. And fun fact, the iteration of Rockapella that appeared on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, I remember those guys on that show.
They were fantastic. That's
yes.
where I first found Rockapella and thought they were amazing.
I used to watch that show.
Just for them?
No. It's
okay.
In spite of.
You watched it for the geography?
I was in it for the geography, yes. And I like the lady on it, Lynn Thigpen. She was cool.
She's
was
amazing.
Cool. Yeah, from the Warriors. She's in the Warriors, you know.
Yes.
I don't think you've seen The Warriors. That's not a cornflake movie. But just know, she was in 1979's The Warriors. And then like a decade later, Carmen Sandiego.
And
a lot of range on the career of the late, great Lynn Thigpen.
I loved the animated characters.
Yes.
Including Nana Rapp. Nana Rapp is one of my all-time favorite.
But I cut
cartoons.
You off. Were you about to share with us some trivia about Rockapella on
yes.
Carmen Sandiego?
That original lineup of the group included Sean Altman. Sean Altman does indeed have some local ties. It happens that his dad is a physics professor. And fun fact, Professor Altman was my physics teacher when I was at UMass Lowell.
Right.
So I have, by
you're
a few...
You're practically a member of the band.
Separation. A bit of a few degrees, a link to Rockapella. And they sing this jaunty version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
The version of that song that I know is from the Bing Crosby Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
Which I listen to that every year. It's ridiculous. Now, Cornflake, if I've got the numbers correct in my head, have we reached the top of your holiday cover list?
Yes. We've made it to the song that inspired this whole list to begin with.
And number one half.
Did you know, Kevin, that there is a version of Do You Hear What I Hear mashed up with Baba O'Reilly, as in the song by The Who?
The Who. No, I'm not aware of this. I know both songs.
And I would have never imagined the two together.
I have not heard them together. Let me see if I can figure out who would have done this type of a mashup.
Yes.
And I'm going to say it was Taylor Dane.
If only.
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine her singing Do You Know What I Know to the tune of It's Only Teenage Wasteland?
Please tell me it was Taylor Dane.
I wish I could tell you it was
tell
Taylor
Dane. Tell it
to Dane. My heart. Well, I'm going to disappoint you, but hopefully love will lead you back
okay.
once I tell you that it's a not very well-known band at all. And the song was released in 2006, and I didn't hear about the song until now, so that tells you how obscure this band is. It's a band called Spiraling. When I heard the song at the time, I wondered, how have I not heard of this band before?
They're called Spiraling?
That's the name of the band.
Okay.
It's called Spiraling, and they do this version of Do You Hear What I Hear? That has parts of the Baba O'Reilly song in it. And I think this might be the coolest cover of a Christmas song that I have ever heard.
I have certainly not heard that.
I think I've got a couple of honorable mentions here.
Well, let's knock them out.
That stem from the fact that I thought these were covers of much older songs, and it turns out these were indeed the originals. I thought the ladies were kind of lacking on my list. It's like, where's the female representation?
Yeah, where's Taylor Dane?
Yeah, well, I didn't find Taylor Dane, but I did find Brenda Lee.
Oh, sure.
Of all the versions of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, hers is my favorite.
That's a classic.
I wonder who she covered.
Mm-hmm.
That's an original. That was her.
Brenda did it first.
Released in 1958, she was only 13 when she sang that song. Oh, she doesn't sound like she's 13.
I did not know she was only 13 at that time.
And same thing goes for Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby.
Mm.
She was the first one to do that song.
Sure.
Again, the best, I would say.
Absolutely. She's Catwoman.
Yes. So I didn't get you.
I don't think she ever performed that song as Catwoman.
Which is a crying shame.
Yeah. A friend of mine had a cassette of cats singing Christmas songs. It was a whole album on cassette, cats singing Christmas songs. And he played this tape for me once, and I'm going to say this was like mid-August. Definitely off-season to be listening to cats singing Christmas songs. And you know, my favorite Christmas cover of all time would be the Dogs singing Jingle Bells.
Is it?
I genuinely love that, yes. Yeah.
Aren't you the one that introduced me to the chickens doing the Christmas carols, though?
Yes, yes. There was a guy named Steve Foster. He made a whole album of Christmas songs about chickens. So that album was not chickens singing. There weren't any actual chickens on the record. It was just this guy produced a whole album of chicken-themed Christmas songs. I play it every year. But I've been playing a couple of new records this year.
Oh, tell me about
them. I've got two new Christmas albums. The Monkees have released a Christmas album, and we have the CD of it right here. But this is very exciting, because you think the Monkees have been around for 52 years now, and in all that time, there was never a Monkees Christmas album until now.
This is just amazing to me. What a great surprise.
There was a new Monkees album 2 years ago for the 50th anniversary. They did that record Good Times.
Yes.
And this is similar, in that a lot of the same people were involved. The album is called Christmas Party, and produced by a lot of the same team, that Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne, and you had a lot of the same writers were involved. Andy Partridge from XTC contributed a song, Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, Peter Buck contributed a song from REM, and they're great songs, they're fun, they're cool, but they're also a little weird, which is nice.
Of course.
They didn't just write nice new Christmas songs, which would be boring. These are quirky, odd songs.
Because that's how we love our Monkees.
A couple of these songs are funny. A couple of them kind of verge on a little naughty, you know, so they really had some fun with these. Mickey sings most of the new songs on the record, but all four Monkees are on this record. Davy Jones recorded a bunch of Christmas songs back in the 90s, and they pulled a couple of Davy Jones tracks and put some new music under his vocals.
Wow.
So like they kind of cleaned up a couple of old Davy tracks. Mickey does some covers as well. He covers Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. And that's a song that a lot of people hate.
I do not like the original version of that song.
And I've heard from a lot of people that do not like the Paul McCartney original, but do like the new Mickey version. I like them both. I'm one of the weird people that's okay with the McCartney version, but this one's good too. The cover art, it's an illustration, and it's really fun. There's all kinds of fun little details in it. It's like a Christmas tree, presents and stuff, and the monkeys are running around on it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a comic book.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on this cover, but it was drawn by Mike Allred, who's a very popular comic book artist.
I love how the lunchbox is on there.
To get the monkeys' lunchbox in there. There's a lot of fun little details, like the actual stuff from monkeys' history is hiding in this Christmas tree image. But Mike Allred, people would know from iZombie. If you watch iZombie, even the art in the opening credits of iZombie is Mike Allred. So I love the cover on this. One more detail on this that caught my eye. When I was flipping through the little booklet here, looking at the credits, lead guitar on most of the songs on this record is Michael Eisenstein.
As in USA Mike?
A.K.A. USA Mike, the guy that was almost smashing his guitar into your face at the Letters to Cleo concert.
USA Mike!
Yeah, Mike is all over this record. He's the lead guitarist on the Monkees Christmas album.
It's playing the guitar in the Monkees' faces!
Yeah, so how about that?
That's the most festive kind of Christmas music you could get!
So it's certainly my favorite album of the season for this Christmas season. Check out the Monkees Christmas Party album, everybody, if you haven't already. Highly recommended here at the Flopcast.
I'm going to.
Where we are major Monkee fans, of course. I just might go see the Monkees in a few months. They're coming around again. They may be coming to your town.
I could see it.
And also in the world of new holiday music this year, and also relevant to something that we were talking about very recently here on the Flopcast, the reason you're sipping iced coffee right now.
Barnes & Barnes is a new Christmas album.
Here in December. Yeah, we went to, Bill Mumy from Lost in Space and from Barnes & Barnes of Fishhead's fame. I saw him do a show a couple months ago. And I lost a bet about whether or not he would perform Fishheads.
Because, of course, he did perform Fishheads.
Of course he did. And because he played Fishheads, I have to serve you iced coffee all through the winter. And that's why you're drinking iced coffee right now, even though it's freezing cold here in the studio tonight. And I am clinging to my hot coffee over here. But anyway, not long ago, suddenly it was announced a new Barnes & Barnes holiday record.
Now, have you had a chance to listen to this yet?
Yes. The new Barnes & Barnes holiday album is called Holidays in Lumania, and it's a Barnes & Barnes holiday album. It's as weird and nuts and goofy and strange and disturbing as you would possibly want or expect it to be coming from Barnes & Barnes.
That's just perfect for them. Yeah. That's what the holidays need.
And there are a lot of references to earlier Barnes & Barnes songs on it, so there's at least two Fishheads references sprinkled throughout the record.
And that's because Barnes & Barnes loves us.
The whole thing is just crazy and weird, because that's Barnes & Barnes. So check that out if you're looking for weird Christmas stuff. Holidays in Lumania. So those are my bizarre holiday music recommendations for you anyway, Cornflake, is The Monkees, of course. And if you're up to the challenge of something even weirder, Barnes & Barnes. I know you're a fan because you're drinking iced coffee right
now. Yes. And I have Barnes & Barnes to thank. That is so great.
And you know what, Cornflake? I think since this is Christmas week, and we probably have some stuff we should be doing right now besides this, maybe we should just keep this a nice, short, music-themed holiday show and wrap it up right about now.
I think that's an excellent plan.
All right, let's go.
Well, we want you to be able to find us between shows on the internet. We are at flopcast.net, which is our own website. We're also at facebook.com/flopcast. We're on Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast. And our handle on Instagram is the_flopcast.
Yes. And how about a quick reminder as well? Please do check out the rest of the ESO network. We are but one tiny little weird corner of the ESO network.
Yes.
But of course, we're part of a whole family of podcasts, and please do check out the rest of the network. Go to esonetwork.com. If you want to sign up for the ESO Network Patreon as well, that would be nice, because I know they could definitely use your support to keep the network up and running, and we do try to throw out some bonus content for Patreon supporters as we can. And I know I've been promising another Patreon-exclusive Flopcast episode for a while, and we've done 3 exclusive Flopcast episodes so far this year for the Patreon people, but there are more on the way.
So now you've either got something to look forward to or look out for, depending on how you see things.
Watch out. So that's coming soon, and we have plans for more Patreon-exclusive shows as well, in addition to the regular show, of course, that we bring you every single week from here in Chickentown. And yeah, that should do it for us. So go be festive, you know, and we'll see you next week.
Peace on earth and good cookies to men.
Greetings, Starfighters. It's Sean from the Rusted Robot Podcast. Join me and the Rusty crew as we break down the latest geeky movie trailers, talk about TV, comics, toys, games, casting news, and all things nerdy. Find us on all your favorite podcast apps, the ESO Network, and at therustedrobot.podbean.com. The Rusted Robot Podcast, your source for geek since 2014.
The Rusted Robot Podcast. Think about it.
Okay, Cornflake.
The year's almost over.
Yes. That suddenly hit you here at the beginning of the secret after show?
Yes.
That it's the end of the year?
Well, I've been panicking about making sure that all my presents get out on time.
Yeah. We've got another week left in the year, though. A week and change.
Well, that's all the time I have left to come up with what my New Year's resolution's going to be.
Have you been working on a new resolution for 2019?
I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. I have to admit, I went really easy on myself this past year. Sit around and watch movies.
Your assignment was to watch one movie a month, and you found that to be a struggle.
Yes. So I'm a little bit worried.
So hard to carve out 90 minutes in a month. Who has that kind of time?
What am I going to do for 2019? Yeah. I just don't know. But
are you inviting suggestions from the after show audience?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
That's a good idea.
Now that you've suggested it.
So after show people, if you have an idea for what Cornflake could make her resolution for the new year, go ahead and send it on in. We'll consider it.
It might be the most generous gift you give all holiday season. An idea for me to have a New Year's resolution for this coming year. Don't go too hard on me, though, okay, listeners? Hey, do we still have some time left, Kevin?
We have just enough time left in the after show for that stupid, annoying bird.
Bring on the bird!
All right, here we go. Enjoy our goofy, stuffed, singing bird, everybody.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.